With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. The Montana Supreme Court has upheld a state judge's decision to remove Montana Green Party candidates from the November ballot. The justices issued the order today and said they'd file their written opinion later. Thursday is the deadline for the Secretary of State's office to certify general election ballots. The Montana Democratic Party and three voters challenged about 200 signatures used to qualify the Green Party for ballot access. A district judge disqualified about 85 signatures in early July, leaving the Green Party without enough valid signatures. Secretary of State Corey Stapleton, a Republican, appealed the judge's decision. Both Democrats and Republicans agree the Green Party could siphon votes away from Democratic candidates, including U.S. Senator John Tester, who is being challenged by Republican State Auditor Matt Rosendale. Montana is receiving $3 million in federal grant money to improve election security. The money is part of $380 million allocated by Congress for states to strengthen their voting systems amid threats from Russia and others. States can use the money to improve cybersecurity, buy voting equipment, protect their voter rolls, and improve communications with county election officers. States have 5 years to spend the money and must provide a match of 5%, or $150,000 in Montana's case. Montana and Kansas are the only two states that have not yet publicly detailed how they plan to allocate their grants. Governor Steve Bullock is standing by his comments over the weekend that he'd support a ban on some semi-automatic weapons, such as the AR-15 rifle.
When I view an assault weapons ban, it's sort of a military, semi-automatic, typically removable clips, a magazine of 10 or more. It's the AR-15s.
Bullock said in a news conference today that gun violence should be looked at as a public health crisis and that he wants a conversation on a range of restrictions that would make school children and communities safer. The two-term Democratic governor first voiced his support for a ban Sunday in answer to a question posed during an interview on CNN. He says the timing of his announcement has nothing to do with him considering a 2020 presidential run. Bullock is between trips to early voting states after speaking at the Iowa State Fair last week and heading to New Hampshire on Friday. Six of the seven lightning-caused fires that emerged in the Bitterroot National Forest yesterday are either contained or controlled. Spokesperson Todd McKay says the one remaining fire burning near Darby is less than a quarter acre in size. Pre-evacuation notices have been issued for 12 properties near the Gold Hill Fire, which is burning about 1,000 acres north of Libby. A community meeting for the Beaver Creek and Goldstone fires, cumulatively burning more than 10,000 acres in the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest, will be held tonight at 7 p.m. at the community building in Wisdom. A community meeting for the Bacon Rind fire, burning 2,000 acres in the Gallatin National Forest and Yellowstone National Park, will be held tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Community Protestant Church in West Yellowstone. Evacuation warnings for the Haypress Lakes area near Ennis have been lifted for the Wigwam and Monument fires, which are together burning about 10,000 acres. A public comment period related to delisting grizzly bears in northwest Montana opens Friday. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is proposing to maintain a population of at least 800 grizzlies in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem if federal wildlife managers remove Endangered Species Act protections for them, as expected later this year. There's information about how to comment on our website, mtpr.org, and a list of public meetings held by Fish, Wildlife, and Parks that begin on September 18th. Public comment on the state rule related to delisting ends on October 26th. Montana's senior U.S. senator continues to reserve judgment on President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Edward O'Brien reports.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh is now making the rounds on Capitol Hill ahead of his September confirmation hearings. Democratic Senator John Tester says he hoped to have met with the judge by now.
Unfortunately, the White House delayed my meeting with Mr. Kavanaugh, which was supposed to take place this week.
Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine met with Kavanaugh for 2 hours Tuesday. The Associated Press reports Kavanaugh told her he thinks the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling on abortion rights is settled law. Collins, an abortion rights advocate, is widely viewed as a key swing vote on his nomination. Senator Tester is calling on the Senate Judiciary Committee to release all documents related to Kavanaugh's record.
The challenge has always been with Supreme Court nominees in the past is they haven't been very forthcoming with answers. We'll do our best to hold his feet to the fire and make sure that he gives the answers. And then I'm going to listen to the judiciary hearing, which will be when we come back in September. And if I get a chance to meet him, then I anticipate announcing sometime shortly thereafter whether I'm going to vote to confirm or whether I'm again going to vote against confirmation. A jury is still out, no pun intended.
Tester, meanwhile, had this reaction to the Environmental Protection Agency's move to scale back restrictions on coal-fired power plant emissions announced Tuesday.
I haven't seen it. I honestly haven't seen it.
The Trump administration's Affordable Clean Energy Rule increases states' authority to decide how and how much to regulate coal power plants. Environmentalists vowed to respond with lawsuits arguing the federal government is now abdicating its responsibilities under the Clean Air Act. Again, John Tester.
Coal is an important part of our energy portfolio. We just need to figure out how we can burn it without burning the planet up.
Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines and lone representative in the U.S. House, Republican Greg Gianforte, released statements Tuesday enthusiastically supporting EPA's new Affordable Clean Energy Rule. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.